Social workers play a big role in Wyoming, and the month of March honors their work. Kimberly Harper is the executive director of the National Association of Social Workers. She says, like a lot of organizations, they're dealing with budget cuts.
Certainly, we've faced a reduction of resources. We've had to get creative, but social workers are always great problem solvers, always great at trying to pull people together and find creative solutions to things. So in some ways, it's just caused us to be a little bit more creative in how we do things.
We certainly don't see the economy that a lot of states do, although some of theirs are bouncing back. You get the impression, though, when you see millions and billions of dollars in the state legislature, that that's probably the way it is for everybody. Are there still some real economic issues out there that you guys are helping people kind of fight through?
Absolutely, yeah. We see economic issues for folks, and we see limited resources. You know, there are a lot of resources this legislative session. There was a focus certainly on education and issues like that, but there are still needs for mental health services. There are still needs for people that don't have access to health care, that have to travel because of our rural and frontier nature. And so those are all challenges that we try and meet within the state, even though we are not looking at cutting as many things as other states do.
Would you talk a little bit about the economics? You've mentioned it twice. Obviously, that's a big one with you. What's impacted you, and what are you looking at?
Some of the challenges for Wyoming are the distance, the fact that there are limited resources in some of our towns, and so there may not be access to travel for mental health services, for support services, for some of the things that we think about in larger cities where you can just find a group that meets your needs for something or connect with other people that have similar issues or concerns. That may be a struggle here in Wyoming. And so that ability to reach out to resources can be impacted by the resources that people have.
What sort of children's issues are on your top of your agenda these days?
You know, we're always attentive to parenting issues, child abuse and neglect issues, access to education, access to special needs services and resources, mental health services for children and youth. Obviously, Wyoming has a high suicide rate, and that's something that we're attentive to in making sure that that education's there, that support's there, that people know what kinds of resources they have for dealing with those stressors.
Mm-hmm. The mental health issue has always been a big one in this state for many, many years. Are we making headway there, or is that, again, going to be something because of limited resources that we're going to be battling with maybe for a few more years here?
You know, I think it's always going to be a battle. Unfortunately, there continues to be a stigma around mental health issues. And so we see that even nationwide, a lot of these issues that are coming up around some of the tragic events that have happened have had a component of mental health. And that there are still people that aren't as willing to step forward and say that they need to address some mental health issues. The flip side of that is the limitation on resources as well. You know, there aren't a lot of funding sources for mental health issues. There aren't a lot of practitioners out there for mental health, but we do the best we can to try and make sure that those things are there.
I hear people tell me on the mental health side that they're always looking at, you know, creative ways to get more mental health services out there. Is that working, by the way?
Is it working? Tough question. I'm not really sure. But I think we certainly continue to try to be creative and to try and address those stigmas and those barriers that keep people from that. You see that there are more people willing to acknowledge that they have some kind of a mental illness or a diagnosis, more talk and more education about depression and stress and how you manage that. And so in some ways, I think we are making progress, but I still think we have a long way to go.
Since I'm, I guess, officially elderly myself, maybe I have a conflict of interest here, but elderly issues is something we haven't talked about. What's kind of the key issues out there right now for you guys in that area?
You know, I have some personal interest in that way. Part of what I do in addition to my job with NASW is some work for hospice. And so for me, attention to that issue of end-of-life planning, advanced decision-making, having some choices about who's going to make decisions for you, being more informed about what your healthcare options are. is a big one for me. We're seeing some changes along the lines of housing opportunities and living opportunities for people that are aging, more of the ideas of kind of green communities or intergenerational support systems. And I think that'll be an interesting thing to watch over the next few years.
It's National Social Work Month here in the month of March. Kimberly Harper, a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by and telling us about it.
Thank you.